Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Quick snaps. Aaron Hodges and Kostaki Economopoulos here to break down the NFL draft, among other highlights. How are you, buddy?
Great, man. How are you doing?
I'm chomping at the bit for my hot take.
I know. You're teasing a hot take off the top. So good news for all the listeners that are here at the beginning, because you're ready to go. You're steaming. You're piping
hot. Take.
You're ready to go. And I can't take it anymore. Hit me.
I rarely have a hot take. I rarely have a take at all. There's a big cheese in Wisconsin who's fed up and thinking about not coming back.
Oh.
That's the big story, right?
Okay.
Right. And basically the storyline goes as follows. Brian Gutekunst, who puts the kunst in Gutekunst, is the GM of the Packers. And last year for the draft, a year ago this weekend, in the first round, after drafting, by the way, 9 defensive players in the first round the prior years, right? The Packers drafted 9 in a row defensive players in the first round.
Uh-huh.
The first offensive player they take in the decade was Jordan Love, presumably to replace Aaron Rodgers someday.
Right.
Right. And then their second round pick was the backup running back. So neither of the picks was particularly useful in pushing this team over the edge to win a Super Bowl. And that's grounds for Aaron Rodgers being a crabby bastard, right? I agree with that. I think these were terrible decisions. We thought that at the time. We continue to think that. This is a team that's poised for greatness around the edge. Build around him like they did in Tampa Bay. Give him everything that he could get and let him go do it. However, and that's the national narrative. But I am here to say, uh-oh, and I don't know why no one else has said this.
Uh-oh.
That's why it's a hot take. You're a grown-up. You're being paid millions of dollars. You maybe made $200 million from playing a kid's game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the manager? You know, one of the picks rubbed you the wrong way, so now you're going to take your ball and go home? You were like one play away from the Super Bowl last year. You were the league MVP. You were on a perennially competitive, good team with a giant pile of money and huge success in every direction. Stop being a whiny prick. What are you doing? You're going to quit? You're going to insist that the general manager be fired? You can't beat out the kid they brought in who's a project? That's your issue, you whiny bastard? Come on. This is big time football. You're being paid a lot of money to take some of the tough things, to deal with the press and to handle things with grace and to handle it when fans boo you, even though they're dumb. Yeah, the manager made a mistake. All right. Happens every year, all the time. You go down the draft list of the 7 picks, whatever, 10 picks, 4 picks, whatever they have every year. Most of them don't work out. Get over yourself. Shut up and play football, you whiny bastard. It's my hot take.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good as far as hot takes go. It's hard to agree or disagree with anything you just said. It does feel like this is carryover from last year. Last year, he was unhappy with him, right? So
right.
I don't know what the Packers did in this year's draft, but Rodgers was already out before the draft anyway. So
Yes, and to pile on, Florio was saying this today, and I think he's right. The way that this happened, it's clearly Rodgers and his people who have leaked this story, like the day of the draft. It's some crazy revenge thing, right? Which is makes it even worse. You're trying to be the hero of blue-collar fans in Wisconsin, and you're a multi-zillionaire jackass who's now harming the team's capacity to do well once you've decided to take your ball and go home. Like, makes it even worse.
Yeah, the optics aren't good. I mean, the timing was very weird. And it is a little bit self-serving to kind of drop it on draft day. What do you expect the GM to do? You're putting him in a terrible position. Because right. Now they're losing focus on what's happening in the draft and what they're going to do. Because now they're going to field calls. Because if Aaron Rodgers is like, I'm out, I'm not coming back, teams are going to call.
Right. So media is going to call you. It changes the way that you think about the decisions that you're making. Like it's a poison pill to the whole organization. It doesn't seem that's not a team player. That's not where they pay you the big money to be the face of the thing. You're being a jackass. Stop it.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe he could walk. Maybe he could knock this around with his family. Oh, no, he can't because he hasn't talked to them in 7 years.
Is that right?
Maybe he's the problem. I don't know why that's not part of the national narrative. It's always about Gutekunst making this mistake, and they didn't tell him that they were going to draft. Well, first of all, you don't know you're going to draft the guy until the right thing all happens in the one. What are you going to call him first during the tick down of the clock with the thing? I don't know. Like, what headliners sometimes, like the pain in the ass comedy headliners, like, well, I can't have a comic in front of me who says fuck, or, you know, he does this thing about his mother. I do a thing about my mother. Like, you're getting the big check. It's your job to figure it out and be the big boy. I feel the same way about Rodgers. Like, I don't want you to sell something in front of me. What are you talking about? He's the middle act. He's selling something so he can eat dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Stop whining about all the things around you. You're right. The big shot. Act like a big shot.
Well, I mean, there's a level of entitlement that you get at any level of profession when you get to the top of it, right? You feel like you're entitled to certain things. And I think Aaron Rodgers feels that.
Not if you're a good guy.
But Aaron Rodgers feels that way. I don't think, it's a case-by-case basis. I hear what you're saying. But, I mean, he's got a right to be a little bit annoyed at what's been happening with the organization and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
So it's a tough line to walk where, you know, you're disappointed in your team's performance as far as draft and free agents and all that stuff. You also can't badmouth your current teammates, right? You have to walk that line. You're in a tough position.
I agree. And when you watch what they did with Brady, they brought him to a new team and they're like, what do you want? Yes, we'll sign him. We'll sign him. We'll sign him. We'll sign him. They did everything that he asked and they built a winner in part because they took Brady's input and he feels like they're not listening enough to his input.
As
I think
should.
That's a fair complaint.
Yeah. I think that any franchise quarterback like Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or, you know, the list is short. But if they've been your franchise quarterback for 10 years and, you know, they're at the end of their peak where I think they've earned the right to have a little bit of input on what the makeup of the team.
I don't disagree with that. And I'm sure that he has input. I'm just saying this. I'm taking my ball and going home. End game is... That's ridiculous.
Do you think that's how it ends, though? I mean, I saw a headline today.
It sure sounds like it.
Said he told teammates he has no intention of playing for the Packers again.
So yeah, it seems like some done. Insider this weekend said that he puts the odds of Aaron coming back at less than 5%. Mm. And Schefter said, you know, how does he feel? You know, they asked Schefter, how does he feel about the draft? He goes, frankly, I don't think he cares at all about what the Packers are doing anymore. I don't think he has any intention of ever putting on that uniform again.
Interesting.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
And there's all these stories about the owner, not the owner. There's no owner, which is kind of weird. The manager and the president and all these people, the coach have been flying to California to go visit him and try to smooth things over. Like,
I'm an owner.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I bought a share.
We all own the Packers.
Yeah.
By the way, he has one of the best receivers in the league, maybe the best receiver. And the other supporting receivers are quite good. It's so weird.
When you're doing the top five wide receivers, he never gets mentioned. Devontae Adams.
Come on. He's top five for sure. He's probably number one. He's number one in fantasy.
I think he should be mentioned, but I'm saying like he's not.
I think he absolutely is.
People still think Julio is, but you know. Those people are called idiots.
Julio's top 10.
Well, shout out to Dave, a bonus on the check-in here. He says it was The Onion that had a headline to the effect that Aaron Rodgers sprains chip on shoulder.
Oh, nice.
He's always That's been funny. A red ass. Whatever. I don't know what that means. Red ass? You ever heard ass. Somebody called a red ass? You ever heard
I've that? Never heard that. Please explain yourself, Dave. What is that? Is that a local... Is that a colloquialism in your neck of the woods? I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, that is funny. Shout out to DJ Droma on the check-in, too. Dave Scott, he was the guest not too long ago, also goes by the name of Droma, who did the Snaps opening song, who also has an album out now of instrumentals that I listened to. Really, really fun. Really dynamic all over the place. Please just check out Droma on, I don't know, Spotify, Apple Music, all the things where you listen to music. Show some love to the Quick Snaps theme song creator.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that. I'm for that. So do we get Glenn? Are we getting Glenn?
We got Glenn. We'll see how it goes. He says he's on the iPad this time. You know, this is what I love about Glenn, and I got to bust his balls every time he comes in, but this, this is what I love about Glenn. Hey, Aaron, hey, can you send me some recommendations on microphones? I'd like to join you around draft time. Can you send me some recommendations? Send you a recommendation. What does he do? Jack squat.
Well, you got your recommendations.
It took like 2 or 3 months to get the recommendation.
And you still had a month to act.
Adito Kumbo.
What's he saying? Translate for me, Kostaki. Translate for me, please.
That's one of the new players. There's a bunch of crazy names in this draft.
Oh, okay.
Adito Kumbo. Open Deji.
Welcome to the show, Glenn. Are you excited about your Falcons? They got an A+ from ESPN.
This is the best one since Michael Vick.
Yeah. I like that. I think that might be right.
Hits the whole way. Gator Schmader, he is awesome. He is so big and fast and strong. I'm so excited for him.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm glad they didn't go quarterback. The way they moved all the money into Matt Ryan's like 2 years from now, it would be weird to bring in a young kid and then not let him play because you're paying Matt Ryan $42 million or whatever it is. Just kick that down the road. Keep your Matt Ryan, and you can have this rookie wage scale chapter in a couple 3 years. No hurry. We'll just kick it down the road.
Well, they threw some defensive guys in there. I was happy with most of them. And we signed Barkevious Mingo.
That's right. And
it's almost as fun to say as I didn't know. I forgot it already.
Atenta de Cucupa. Dave followed up on the red ass comment. He says, angry like a red ass baboon.
Angry like a red ass baboon. All right.
So Glenn,
you know how the baboon's got that red ass.
Glenn, did you watch the draft?
I've flipped in and out a good bit. It's a little traumatic for me because whatever year NoSean Moreno got drafted, I was watching the whole thing from the hospital with my appendix out. So every draft, I'm reminded of the pain.
Oh, that's okay. Okay.
That's interesting. You have an association with the draft. That's weird.
I was always very positive Michael Vick until something happened with Michael Vick, and that one became painful too. So now the
I had some trauma brought up by the draft too. Let me explain. So that whole thing with the fans sitting in the seat, fans of the team sitting in the commissioner's chair before they announced the picks, and then I found it so odd that they weren't allowed to actually announce the pick. They were just sitting in the chair.
Right. So, well, they were just grabbed out of the crowd. Like Price is Right. You can't trust them to read a card. These are lunatics.
Come on.
I think they went for the fattest ones, though. They were impressive.
Well, hey. Yeah.
They definitely went for the most colorful, which I guess is a funny idea. Why not?
Because when I was a kid, one of the punishments that I would get for acting out, whatever, my parents forced me to sit in a chair for hours. Just sit there in the chair. So I'm watching these people not be able to announce the pick. They're just sitting in the chair, feeling like a dummy. So I felt like Goodell was trying to teach them a lesson. And I was very, very triggered.
I'm a education professional, and I happen to know that that's a perfectly good way of getting a boy in line.
Is it?
Just sit your ass down over there and calm the fuck down.
Oh, boy.
That's what we say at school. I forgot where I was.
You got to clean it up from school to come here.
That's
quick
right.
Snaps. You look good, Glenn. Your hair's all blown back. Were you like riding a motorcycle around with no helmet or something?
I've been letting it grow out a little bit, but that does expose the gray on the temples.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Well, you got lots of gray in the chin anyway. Who cares?
I know. Got to catch that up. That's what 51's like, ain't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you look like a real weathered Mitt Romney.
That's what I'm going for. I always try to keep Mitt Romney.
Let's boo him.
Are you Trump enough to boo me?
Are you Trump enough?
Did you see, by the way, what Romney said when he got up there? He said, "Aren't you embarrassed?" And all I could do was think of Sebastian Maniscalco. Aren't you embarrassed?
Embarrassed.
You got one fan here.
The Falcons a little bit, though. There's still nobody is going to come flying around the end and tackle the quarterback. But I don't think it's going to be more holding that front line on defense. And then, you know, good corners, you know, making the coverage. I think the defense is going to look a lot better.
Yeah, I think so, too. I would like a Javon Kearse type someday. I can't remember ever rooting for that guy in a Falcons jersey. Am I misremembering?
They're not there anymore. It's not Reggie White and Derek Thomas anymore. I mean, the OTs are better or they're bigger or it just doesn't happen like it used to. It's no Lawrence Taylor out there anymore.
I don't know. I feel like there's some guys who just like, they're just fun to watch.
I can't think of anybody that's like them. I mean, anywhere even close.
Prime Von Miller was about as close as I can think of.
And that's been years.
Yeah.
What about Aaron Donald? You're saying he's a different type. He's more of the...
He's blocking up the middle, right? I mean, he's in killing the quarterback. Stop being so fun when they stop letting you land on him.
What about Jadeveon Clowney? And what about the kid from the Giant from the Browns?
He's about as good as they get right now as far as that goes. I mean,
right.
He ain't got somebody's helmet in his hand. He's not so tough.
Not so tough.
And what you were just saying about Devontae Adams, you know why his numbers are so good?
Because Aaron Rodgers is so
Aaron
good.
Aaron Rodgers throwing him the ball.
I could catch those passes.
I don't know about that, Glenn.
I can catch them.
Glenn, you can catch these hands. You keep talking that smack.
Nah, Packers are crazy. What are they thinking? That Jordan Love decision is going to go down in history, I mean, significantly, because he ain't never going to amount to nothing.
Yeah. I think I agree with that. It was a terrible mistake. And now that you're here, why don't you just fire Brian Gutekunst if that's all it takes to keep the giant star in the face of the thing? I mean, he'll just go somewhere else and do the same thing somewhere else. He'll be fine. Right? You got to clean up the mess.
I don't see – I mean, unless this is the ghost of Brett Favre at work, you know, I think he's manipulating things from the inside.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I'll get you back.
Wouldn't doubt it at all. But yeah, Devontae Adams is definitely an elite receiver, even without Aaron Rodgers. He makes any quarterback look good as well. So, I mean, they're lucky to have each other.
Well, we'll see this year, won't we?
I guess we will.
I bet his numbers drop precipitously with Jordan Love.
You can't even count this past year. I don't think it counts for anything. You know, no, the fans in the stands makes all the difference. I mean, if we can get somewhere back to normal and play some real football this year, then it'll be a totally different ballgame. Though I think Brady's still going to be an asshole and win a lot of games.
But you know what? That's another good thing about the draft. The Falcons managed to, like, the Panthers didn't take a quarterback, right? The Saints didn't take one until way later. Like, I'm not scared of anybody in the division except for Brady.
Yeah.
That's good news.
We have Felipe Franks.
Yeah, I saw that. I actually looked him up, and he's, what is he, 6'9", 6'7", something crazy.
6'5", I think. 6'5", and 240 or so. But he can't throw the ball to hit. Oh, my God. He was. I loved having him at Florida. He was awesome to have at Florida because he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. Then he goes and Kyle Trask comes in and whoops our ass.
So yeah. I'm told that there's a Georgia boy on the New York Giants now, and that he's our new favorite player, yeah?
Ojulari is a beast.
Yeah.
He is a beast. I was so sad that he declared early because I didn't think he'd racked up enough stats, but apparently he had. He is terrifying. Yeah. He's a run around the end, grab you guy. I don't know if he'll concentrate on the quarterback, though. I mean, he was always there to make the tackle and quick, strong and quick. I mean, all you want, a linebacker.
Okay. All right.
Now, is Ogletree gone, or did he just have like a short deal? Or I forgot to check, but
don't know.
That would be, you could be all Bulldogs in the D backfield.
He's been around forever. I'd be surprised if he's still playing, but I don't know. I didn't keep up. Do you get that clip of Gettleman saying Georgia? Did we find it?
No. Is it funny the way he says it?
It's hard to believe that it wasn't ironic or joking. Like, he literally says it that way. And even the guys during the draft, like, stopped to give him shit about it.
Oh, yeah?
It's funny.
How does he say it? Do your best impression.
I couldn't. It was, like, not from this earth. It wasn't even an accent that I could get my head around. It made no sense. It's insane. Is there any way we could grab some version of it super fast?
I tried to look for it, but...
you didn't find it? Okay.
Didn't find it, no.
Well, it's worth looking up.
Nobody wants to hear your voices anyway, Kostaki.
Yeah, my voices are terrible.
We're not all professionals.
By the way, there were two records set. Alabama had 8 picks in the first 2 rounds. 8 players from a college team are NFL starter worthy immediately. That's just insane to me.
Have to put a salary cap on them.
I know, right? How do they have the balls to call themselves the University of Alabama? They're a football trade school with a sociology department.
Tuscaloosa.
And then Georgia actually also set a record because they had 9 players taken during the whole course of the draft, which had never happened before. So I was kind of pleased to see that. They weren't all big studs like Ojulari, but they, you know, there were several. Every time I blinked, there was another Georgia player highlight. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, somebody was talking about Ben Cleveland. I mean, he took a long time to really kind of come around to Georgia, but he's going to be good in the NFL. Big old white guy.
Yeah, I think it was Dave Damashek who said the Ravens drafting a man named Cleveland in Cleveland was a little too on the nose for this guy.
That's just rude.
He's huge. I saw a picture of him with his girlfriend. It's like one of those Shaq and his girlfriend kind of things.
Oh,
like,
boy,
oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Those two women need to get a support group.
What would they call? Would they call it?
Yeah. Oh boy, there's some dirty writing right there happening in my brain.
Support.
We can't say it here. We'll say it at Glenn's school.
Yeah.
Hey, Wes, man, what you want?
GA on the map, Mama Economopoulos. She's proud. Proud Georgia girl there.
Oh, yeah.
GA on the map, yes. So the Giants looked like they were primed. Yeah, you're all falconed out here. They were primed to take Devontae Smith, and then the Eagles jumped them and took them. I think these Eagles are obsessed with us.
I think so, too. I like what Gettleman did. I love that he traded down and got another first-round pick next year. And, you know, so what? They still got a great receiver. They'll be fine. I think trading down, if we could ever do it, is the way to go. Anytime anyone wants to pay you to move around a little bit, take it. Take it, take it, take it.
You know your wife can hear this. I'm just kidding, Krista. I'm just kidding.
Trading her down for a player to be named later.
You're more afraid of Krista kicking your ass than your school firing you.
Don't forget, Glenn, we can sit your ass down in that chair anytime we want. It's just a click of a mouse. All right.
How's Key West? What's going on down there? Is everything cool?
All good. All good. There's some drinking being done. So, you know how it goes.
Is it sort of
teaching during the day and drinking during the night?
All right. There's lots of outdoor choices for sitting and drinking, right?
Lots of outdoor, and we don't even have the virus here. You can just, there's not a mask to be found. It's so nice to not have to worry about it.
I mean, you're kind of joking, but you're kind of serious, right?
We're too drunk to care.
Apparently. Yeah, okay. I mean, there's less people there. There's not a ton. Are people vacationing there now?
It's coming back, but not cruise ships yet. Okay. So there was some lovely politics in action in Florida this week.
What happened?
The city of Key West voted over 60% to stop giant cruise ships from coming in and limiting it to like 1,500 or smaller.
Uh-huh.
And the state of Florida decided in the legislature that they weren't going to let Key West make that decision. And wow. they said that they would be controlling the decisions about who was coming into the port and who wasn't.
It's so interesting. So many people with philosophies on government that say, let the towns and the states decide, so often don't want the towns and the states to decide.
Yeah, well, sometimes they get it wrong. Sometimes the towns screw it up. You got to get in there and fix it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
I'll give you a peek out the window, and then I'll let you go.
All right.
Let's see if I can see can you see the palms in the sunset?
This is almost as good as Susan's tour where we got to see the beer fridge.
Sorry. All right, fine.
Hey, where did you bring that curtain with you from Colonial Georgia? Let me see that curtain again.
No, I sewed that one myself.
Let me get a closer look again. It's too bright with the yeah. Bring us all the way in there. What is that? What is on that curtain?
They're just dots.
They're just dots? And do those windows have weights in them?
No,
Did you literally make those yourself, Glenn?
Yeah, I'm a big sewer. Huge. I'm like a colonial wife.
I often say that about you.
Well, it's good to see you, buddy. Thanks for coming on, man.
Y'all are funny. Y'all keep it up now.
It's the NFL draft season. This is when our team is just as good as everybody else.
That's right. And maybe even a little better with that A every now and then. I saw B-, as low as B- on ESPN.
But, you know why, though? It's because Kuiper thought we should have taken a quarterback there. So he lowered us for that. He gave the Falcons giant grades on the second and third pick, but he thought the first one that could have gone he thought we should have gone quarterback, which
when we got Felipe Franks for free, why would we even need to bother with him? He can come out and throw the ball 5 feet over everybody's head as good as anybody.
He is the quintessential. That's the drafting based on size and shape and speed and numbers that you feel like you could fix him eventually. Yeah, right.
Maybe put him at tight end.
Tim Tebow.
Tebow back, baby.
Mm-hmm. Please come back.
Christ
please.
Back in Christmas.
I've been on one knee the whole weekend praying for Tebow to get back in the NFL.
Yeah, I've seen you on one knee. Huh? I don't even know what that means.
No, me either, but it's funny. Bye, Glenn, our favorite seamstress.
I like that guy.
He's fun sometimes.
I think hey, that Glenn. Was the right that Bye, level Glenn. Of accent.
Yeah. 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 Sometimes he puts it on too much. That accent is crazy sometimes. He's like,
just regular, colorful Glenn.
Yeah. That's the Glenn we like and need.
All right.
We don't need Glenn times 10. No one needs Glenn times 10.
Glenn times 1.5 is a lot.
Yeah. That's how I listen to my Glenn podcasts. 1.5. Get to the point.
He's sewing the curtains. Having a few drinks at the bar.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Oh, man.
Well, let's talk some more draft. We had the Bears traded up for a quarterback, right? That was one of the big stories of the draft. They gave up a first rounder next year and some other stuff, too. They actually gave up quite a bit, but, you know, no one thought they were going to wind up with a good quarterback, and they did. And so, hey, this might be all right.
Like, the Bears are going to start him right away? They're going to start Fields right away? Or, I mean, is Andy Dalton going to be QB1?
If I were the Bears, Andy Dalton would be my quarterback for a month.
Right.
Let Fields see the game and study and be and go through the process and be a little antsy and overprepared before he gets out there and then hand him the reins. Okay. Right. Andy Dalton's good enough for that, too. I mean, Andy Dalton's what, the 47th best quarterback in the world?
Sure.
39th.
Sure, he can get any team to 4-12.
But he's fine. He's better than a rookie just fell off a truck and, you know.
I'm not so sure, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, if I'm playing pickup ball, I'm trading picks, I'm the captain, you're the captain, I got first pick, taking Fields, even though I don't know how good, he is, but
right.
I believe he's better than Andy Dalton.
He's certainly more fun to watch. I mean, even if it's a flop, it'll be more interesting.
Yeah.
Because you know what you're getting with Andy. So I agree with that as a fan. And, you know, you don't expect that team to be competitive this year. Although they have made the playoffs 2 out of the 3 last years. I mean, people keep talking about how the Bears suck. They've kind of quietly been average or better than average. Even though there's a perception that they suck because they had such a bad run this year and Trubisky's been so hot cold. You know, maybe the Bears will be good soon. That'd be a fun story.
I'd like them to be.
I would love them to be. And I love that the Jaguars are phenomenally better than they were a week ago. And I love that the Jets are phenomenally better. I want all these, you know, perennially terrible teams to be great. I think it would be fun.
You know, how quickly we forget about Manchu Mania.
Very quickly.
What happened? The world was in love with Gardner Minshew. And now
I think you can still be in love with him. He's still a character to love. He's Andy Dalton level. He's the 37th best quarterback in the world.
10 notches higher. I think that's right, actually. But
well, he's the 42nd. He's somewhere in there.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a good backup.
You know, everybody said he was going to be the guy, and now you get some other guy with long hair, and now nobody wants to even talk about you. I feel bad for Gardner Minshew. He went full mullet.
That was too much. That was a bridge too far. That was a
bridge too far. Yeah.
Even for Jacksonville. Even classy Jacksonville was like, wait a minute.
I like my wide receivers with a mullet, but not my quarterback. Not my quarterback.
Let's not get crazy. Yeah. You got to put him on the ticket.
But, I mean, the Giants, I think they're pretty well set up next year to draft a quarterback if DJ's not the dude. They got a bunch of picks by trading down, but I sure hope not picking Fields doesn't come back to haunt them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit of the Kuiper school of I think Fields was the second best quarterback on the list, and I don't know how he could have possibly fallen as far as he did, especially past teams like the Panthers and the Broncos, who clearly need a quarterback. It seems weird that you could have him without having to trade up and you would still go, nah, I don't know what I'm missing. I mean, he played great under the hottest, whitest lights in the biggest games against the best competition. He strikes me. Here's another hot take. He strikes me as being a Deshaun Watson type that people didn't draft as high as some others, but will come through as being the monster of that group.
And I think I'm always going to have that in the back of my mind. You know, just second guessing Dave Gettleman. Yeah, he's an interesting character. I can't get over that guy.
He's such a character. He traded down twice this year after there was sort of this funny narrative as the draft was getting closer that Gettleman never trades back. Like, whatever, 8 seasons, he's never traded down. And he actually addressed it in a press conference. He said, hey, I've tried a few times. You know, sometimes what happens is you have a deal sort of tentatively in place, and then the player that they were drafting up to, they were trading up to get, gets drafted in front of you, and then the deal goes away. And he didn't say what it was, but he goes, we've had that.
Yeah.
So I thought it was funny that he was even defensive about that. And then he did it twice in the same draft. Like, wow, good for him.
Yeah, he got good instant reviews. So he crowdsourced the strategy and he said, let me do this in the second round too.
What do the people want from me?
Well, it is impossible. I was a guest on another podcast that he asked me about the Giants too. And I was saying, everybody's mad at Gettleman, but for completely opposite reasons. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they might be coming from exactly opposite directions and everybody's mad at him, but nobody seems to like Gettleman as the Giants GM.
But he's been there for a long time. It's weird that he sort of has this reputation as not being very well liked, and he's been there for a while, right?
It's only been like 3 years, but he had trouble in Carolina. Like, Steve Smith didn't like him. He had issues with him. And he was kind of known as not a very friendly guy to some players.
It's interesting. I wish I could be a fly on the wall for some of this stuff and know more about how it works. Like, what's the expectation? Are you supposed to be chummy with the GM? Like, who cares? What a weird thing to... I don't know.
I don't know either. I remember watching Hard Knocks when it was the Browns, and I can't remember the GM's name, but he seemed like a guy who was, you know, pretty well liked by the players and the staff. And I was like, oh, okay. I think that's the kind of GM I would like in my organization. Just the way he carries himself, you know? Gettleman seems like my way or the highway type of guy.
Right. And I'm sure that it's easy to come off as a guy who's trading human lives as commodities. You know, it is a little bit of a cold job when you really break down what it is.
Like, totally.
You're supposed to do what's good for the organization at the expense of all the other regular human things of loyalty and kindness and generosity. And the guy just had a baby. Yeah, well, he's not the best linebacker anymore. Goodbye. You know, like whatever those things are. It's a weird job, you know.
Yeah, I think the Bears will be fun as long as Allen Robinson's still going to be there. And if Fields is chucking the rock and making some explosive plays, and Jacksonville, I like that they drafted the running back that was Trevor Lawrence's teammate. That's a good move.
Yeah, Etienne, that's interesting, right?
Surprised that doesn't happen more often.
It happened so much in this draft. It became like one of the storylines of the first round because Jamar Chase went back to his guy, Joe Burrow, in Cincinnati, right?
Yep.
Tua got one of the Alabama wide receivers that he knew. Was it Waddle in Miami? Etienne went with Trevor Lawrence to Jacksonville. I think there was another one or two. It seems weird that would happen as much as it did. I wonder how much of a factor it is. I mean, I guess when you're a rookie, it's nice to go to this scary new place where you got to really – you know, it's competitive and tough and different and fast and nice to have a buddy there, right?
I think so, yeah. That familiarity, especially with someone in the backfield, like the quarterback running back relationship. That's like if you can already come in the league speaking shorthand to each other, then that's a leg up, right?
I think that's right.
You know what to expect from each other, and that's key, I would think.
Although it is interesting that Jacksonville proved last year they had an undrafted free agent that ended up being their star running back, Robinson, right? For the whole year.
Right.
They proved that you don't need to draft a running back in the first round. And then the very next year, like, oh, we'll spend a first round pick on this guy. It's interesting, right? Because there's always that debate. And that was one of the things that the Falcons, presumably everyone thought they were going to draft a running back, right? They let Gurley go and they just have Mike Davis there. And I kind of, there were a couple of beats where I was like, oh, they could get a running back here, and they never did, which I think is probably a good choice, even though it's not as fun, you know.
Are you as thrilled as ESPN is?
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I think not getting a quarterback was the big decision. I think they got that right, in my opinion, what my preference as a fan. Yeah, I mean, I kept listening to these guys. Every time there was a Falcons pick, I would watch their comments and clips, and I read all the stuff, and it was fun to see like these real experts kind of light up, like, oh, and this guy, you know, he's a little underrated, but they're going to love him. So many great reports from the coaches, and
yeah,
he's a real football player, and you know, they had these numbers, and this, you know, it was cool. It's cool to see them pick some defensive players, which is obviously an area of need. I was a little jealous of the Cowboys. The Cowboys picked 6 defensive players in a row off the top of the draft.
Wow. Like,
I think that kind of thing would be great. I would love if my team did that at some point.
I know.
But they had to get the tight end on this, you know, on this first pick. And then most of the picks after that were defense. So that's fun.
He's a generational talent.
43 years. Highest grade Mel Kiper ever gave a tight end.
Still going to complain about it when you draft him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he still should have gone with Fields. And then he also, he was the highest drafted tight end. He went 4th overall, and there was a 2-way tie at 5th overall in modern NFL draft history.
And who was that?
One of those two was Mike Ditka. And the other one was a guy from that same kind of era that was a name I didn't know.
Okay.
So it's Ditka and another dude had the tie prior.
Oh, in terms of longevity in the NFL, if you draft Mike Ditka at 5, I guess you got your money's worth.
Oh, yeah, that worked out. Yeah, he was a great tight end forever.
We got Ron Milford is our quick snap scout, by the way. He says Pitts is the real deal, and then also Etienne is a badass.
I would agree with that. I'm going to try to draft Etienne in fantasy. I think he's going to be underrated because he's going to a place that already has a full-time running back, right?
Yeah.
So he's in a timeshare, but he's the Alvin Kamara in the timeshare. He's going to emerge as the guy eventually.
Tony saying, I'm drafting him in at least one league. I think he's talking about Etienne. And then finally, Susan checking in. I took 2 years of French in high school and have a love affair with Cajun Louisiana. Me too. I'm in on the name alone. Okay. All right.
I have a hilarious thing happening in my house. Our 2-year-old is babbling a lot now. And for some reason, she's got the la is like the kind of a filler syllable that in her babble. Mm-hmm. And so she sounds like a little French kid. She's like, but la la poo poo. Like, it's very surreal. Le pipi. She literally says that when we walk the dog.
Le pipi. Je m'appelle Adam. I took 2 years of French too. Worthless. Should have taken Spanish for sure.
Me too. Oh, I wasted my time.
Yep. Big waste of time.
Fabrice. That was my French name.
Fabrice. I like
Fabrice.
It.
Fabrice.
My French teacher was lazy as hell. She just said, your name is Adam.
Yeah, they try to, if they can. But my name was so weird. They just went, you can just pick whatever you want. And I went through the list and I was like, Fabrice, that's a cool name. I never heard a name like that before. I
literally can think of maybe 5 words in French now.
Yeah, me too. La fenêtre. The window.
Bibliothèque.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I could say.
Is that a library or a bookstore?
I think that's the library. Maybe if I went to the bibliothèque more often, I would know for sure. I can't think, like, yeah, like, je m'appelle Adam, parlez-vous français?
Yeah, I got nothing. I took German with Glenn. That drove me crazy. I was in college. This is how obnoxious Glenn is, because he was better. He had a better mind for memorizing stuff, which is key in language study, especially.
Yeah. Yep.
So we would have a German test the next day. We were roommates at the time. So we'd be sitting there studying and studying and studying. And he would always make this big show of like standing up, closing the book and going to bed. And I would still be sitting there studying and studying. And invariably we got the same grade. And it was just like his way of like going, nah, I'm smarter than you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, jackass.
So who's smarter now, would you say?
That's still him. He just doesn't apply himself.
That's fair. I don't know, man. He got his ass to Key West and he's managing to live a life in Key West. So
Oh, he's great. He's a great teacher. He's a good dude. He's thoughtful and interesting. He's awesome. I love Glenn.
Yeah, it was good to talk to him. Do we have some All Pro lines this week?
Yeah, we could do a few jokes. What do we got here? I wrote a bunch of jokes about Aaron Rodgers. How do you not?
We got to warm you up for Bob and Tom.
That's right. When the Packers say they have love for Aaron Rodgers, they mean Jordan love. Huh? It turns out the Rodgers rate is pay me, fire him. He's threatening retirement to get what he wants. I tried that with the comedy clubs. I'm still waiting to hear back. Aaron went to the Kentucky Derby this weekend. He didn't make any public statements, but he did put some money on a horse named Bye Felicia. You remember when the Seahawks were at the goal line when the Super Bowl against the Patriots and they threw the pick at the goal line and everybody blamed the play call and nobody blamed Russell Wilson for throwing the pick?
Yeah, of course.
It's the same thing with Aaron Rodgers right now. Like, blame him for this being a mess. How come nobody blames him? It's weird. I don't know.
Because they all like him.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's the same reason with Russell Wilson. We like that guy, so we didn't want it to be his fault. The Jets drafted Zach Wilson from BYU, a Mormon in New York City. What could go wrong? This is the tag from my buddy Tom Simmons. His mission is to convert third downs. The Jets drafted two guys named Michael Carter. Did you see that? That's a weird one.
Wow.
One running back, one safety in the same draft. Two Michael Carters.
That's crazy.
That's a problem I've never had. When I played for the Jets, yeah. I was the only Kostaki Economopoulos. Biggest name in linebacking. Devonta Smith fell through the cracks. Yeah, he's 166 pounds. That's going to happen. I haven't weighed that little since early high school. Booger McFarlane was defending him. He said, size isn't a skill. I've been telling women that for years. All right, we'll close on a one-liner. Deshaun Watson's under a lot of pressure. He should get a massage or something. Oh, yeah. Was that when I walked off the stage when they came back? They'd had to cheer more.
Oh, my God. I love the way he sips water. He's so good. How does he do it?
He claims on inappropriate sexual conduct with masseuses. I love it.
Love it. Love it. Good stuff. The Texans are ready to move on. They drafted a kid.
Yeah, well, they have to get ready somehow.
They got to get ready. Encore. Barry wants an encore. It's as good as it gets tonight, Barry. That's as good as it gets.
It's good to see you, buddy.
You too, pal.
I love this football news stuff. I think we're going to get more news with this character from Wisconsin. We're going to hear more about what's going on next couple weeks.
It's very likely. And I think, you know, just the way that the world is moving these days, it feels like there's optimism that maybe there's fans in the stands and things are back right to normal. So people are going to enjoy football in a way that they couldn't last year.
Right.
So
they announced the dates of next year's draft in Las Vegas. I believe April 28 to 30, something like that.
I'll see you there.
And May 12th, coming up here in just about 10 days or so, the schedule announcement. That's actually on the calendar with mm-hmm. the NFL. This is the day we tell you when and where the games are and all the single game tickets become available.
Set your calendars.
Yeah, I'm actually interested. Andreas always beats me to the punch and texts me like, oh, we're either going to the Niners or the Seahawks, like, you know.
Well, Trey's like a source for Adam Schefter at this point. Like, he's got his eye on the ball. He's on the pulse, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He pays attention to the details.
Well, it's good stuff tonight, man.
Yeah, it's good to see you, man. It's always good to hang. And even Glenn was good.
How rare is that?
We love you, Glenn. Thanks for coming on. Come join us at All Pro Lines, everybody. Whatever your favorite social media platform is, at All Pro Lines.
Yes, sir. At Aaron Hodges. If you want to follow me.
Yeah.
At Quick Snaps Show.
On Twitter.
Patreon.com/QuickSnaps.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.